things that your grandmother used to say to you. These traditions kind of went from grandmother to mother, now to you. The Hong Kong diet is actually kind of renowned for being one of the healthiest across China. Unbeknown to me, Susanna is a bit of a walking encyclopedia of Chinese self-care and home methods. And that's why one of the many reasons I love listening to you, because you know things I don't know. If you're suffering from fatigue, stress, you're confused by all the wellness trends, and you're not really now sure what you're supposed to eat or what indeed you're supposed to do to make yourself feel better, then here's my book, Yang Sheng. This was an award-winning, best-selling book that actually made its way into 7 different languages when it was launched, and it is the perfect companion to this podcast. So if you're interested in buying a copy of this book, click on the link below and it will send you straight through to purchase.
Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today on the sofa is my gorgeous friend, Susanna, who is over from Hong Kong this week. And
how are you?
So we had lunch yesterday and suddenly she starts producing all these things out of her handbag and then gave you a whole load of gorgeous presents. And I thought, you know what? I've got to get you on the program because I want to know, what are your non-negotiable products that you have with you when you travel every day, your non-negotiable self-care? And if we've got time, things that your grandmother used to say to you, because massively trending is what your grandmother, your Chinese grandmother would be saying. So
my grandmother only used water for washing face, natural. Yeah. She never using any cream, never. So beautiful skin, you know, easier. And also they have some secret, you know, we eat the rice, cooking rice, right? Use the water kinder phrase.
Yes, rice water. Yeah. And actually you can make that.
Yeah, you can still use it. The rice water is cool, would say. Yeah.
And what else?
And, you know, they just drink water. You know, all day, nothing else.
Not even tea,
because they are poor. Because tea is one of the very important drinks for our whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, especially it's Chinese. They love green tea. And I'm from Chuzhou. I mean, the family is from Chuzhou. So we
Where's have that? Some
Chuzhou is kind of a place like Shanghai, Chuzhou, you know, different place. So our place, they are so simple. They eating congee the old time, my grandma.
So congee, rice with a little bit of
water, cooking,
vegetables and meat if you've got it shoved in.
And then they eating kind of, we call them vegetable, very simple. Put the salt, you know, like kimchi, but not spicy.
Okay, preserved.
They just eat simple life.
Yeah.
And they walk a lot because it's farmer or they need to walk, no car actually on the old time. So they walk a lot, drink water, simple cleansing.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that natural product. They don't have any material. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the price, the value. And then coming from my mother's side, same. Because not rich, I mean, cannot afford the, you know, the high value or very expensive stuff for the facial, anything, no, of course. Then just simple washing, simple cream, drink water, walk a lot.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, of course, eat a cucumber, the raw vegetable.
Yeah, always cooked.
No need cooked sometimes.
Yeah.
Some kind of the vegetable, no need cooked.
Yeah. In the summer.
That is very good for the health too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, because we talk a lot on the podcast about room temperature food. Mm. And in the summertime, remember, people didn't have fridges in the old days. So they
cold drink.
No, exactly. None of that. No cold drinks, no ice, all of that.
Orange tea, water.
Yeah. And in terms of, so did they lived in a village in a city?
For the old time, yes. My my grandmom and my mom, when she was young. And then they moved to Hong Kong.
Right.
And then Hong Kong also, they need to supporting the family, working very young. My mom, since she was 11 years old. And then just simple food.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And so what did you notice that your mother did that you also noticed your grandmother did? So is it the same thing? Rice, water on the skin, simple food.
Yeah.
Still walking? Because at this stage
walking.
Hong Kong's developing and they're no longer rural.
But for the time, they need to walk there. A lot, because they have no lift in the apartment.
Right.
So they walk a lot. I need to say walk a lot under the sun and then drink water from that generation.
Yeah.
And then my mom maybe, you know, have a little bit money. They will cook chicken soup, simple chicken soup with the red seed, maybe once a month or a few months, every few months. That is.
That was it?
Yeah.
That was the only meat they had?
Yeah. But those times, chicken is expensive.
Right.
So they eat the pork.
Yeah.
And then they use the pork bone to cook the soup, of course. So the pork feet, they have a lot of collagen. I need to say a lot of collagen for the fat meats. Mm-hmm. So my grandma, every Chinese New Year, she will cook the pork meat and the pork feet. And then they just eat, like, keep continue eating like few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the style is they can cook, we cook, and we cook from the sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. So the old time chicken is expensive.
Like, yeah.
No chicken ring. Pork is the most they can affordable. No beef also.
Because that's kind of different now, because obviously pork is a massively popular meat in China and was cheaper than chicken traditionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because pork eats literally anything, all the kind of, and it was
Compare with beef, of course.
Yeah.
So when I was young, I don't eat beef much too. Cannot affordable.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. You know how old am I now, guess?
Well, that's the thing. You look about 30.
My son is 20, almost 21st.
Exactly. Because that's how we met each other, because our children are best friends from school. So we know that's how we met.
Yes,
so now we've become friends and we don't care about them.
Yeah.
So, well, you've got to be 50.
Few more years going to 60.
No, you're 57.
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
I know. Her husband's the same. If you didn't know that he had children and he was married and he was your husband, if you just looked at him, you'd think he's like 25. I'm not joking. It's insane. And Susanna gave me this yesterday as a gift, because she's just been to Korea and she was just, and funnily enough, I use this brand. They do a brilliant face cream, which is like £6 on Amazon, which I absolutely swear by. And you got me this from Korea, and you're using the face mask last night. Your skin is looking particularly impressive this morning, I have to say.
Yeah. When traveling, you must put mask every night.
Yes.
Especially in this weather, you know, very hot, very dry.
Very dry.
And then how much water you drink is not enough. You need to have protection on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sun, maybe like sun cream, mask, yeah.
Okay, so let's just go from, so we've got moving, eating congee, eating collagen, and these traditions kind of went from grandmother to mother, now to you. So what, now you're modern day Hong Kongese, and you've got a very modern, busy life with all the privileges of wonderful things that we have available to us, very different. So what do you absolutely do that your grandmother did, that your mother did, and what have you added in?
Soup. Very important. Every week you must cook one soup. Fish bone.
Right.
If you take pork bone. If you take beef bone.
For the collagen.
For the bone. The bone is
very broth.
The fish not need the expensive one. For example, like you guys living in UK, you just go buy the fishbone salmon from the supermarket, and then just put some ginger. Must have ginger.
Always.
Ginger, and then fry the bone, and then put in the soup bag, or just boop, put inside.
Yeah.
Cook like 1 hour, I would say. Then take out the bone, keep the soup. You can just drink with vegetable, tomatoes, potatoes, onion, cook like 1/2 hour. If you like meat, you can put some meat inside. Of course, the pork meat or chicken meat. But for me, I don't put anything. I put tofu and some kind of vegetable.
Right.
Five color. So you have five color.
So five colors. Yeah. Let's just pause on that one, because the thing is, I know what you're talking about. And the listeners or the viewers are going to be like, five colors. So the five colors is referring to the five elements, because the key thing is to ensure that you are honoring the five key organs, which I talk a lot about in the podcast, which is Own Your Health. And one of the most important things is to the fact that you are always balancing and nourishing the five key organs, which is the heart, the lungs, the liver, the spleen, and the kidney. And each one of those responds to the five elements, and each one of those has a colour. So fire is red, liver is green, spleen is yellow, kidney is black, and lung is white. So when you're looking at food, it's always important to honour the five colours, the five flavours, because you're then honouring the five elements. You can go even further if you're a meat eater. You then actually eat the organ that you want to balance. So if you need to strengthen your kidneys, you eat kidneys. I mean, we used to eat kidneys. I mean, it's kind of a bit out of fashion now, but we used to eat liver, we used to eat kidneys. I mean, my parents weren't wealthy growing up. My grandparents were even poorer. So we grew up on a very traditional eat seasonally because it was cheaper. You know, that kind of meat was cheaper than, say, a chicken breast. We never had chicken breast growing. God, like never. I think with my mother, we'd made it as a family when I was about 15 years old and a chicken breast appeared on the table. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, it hasn't got bone in it. I was like, where's the bone? Yeah.
So I think, you know, fish bone is very good for kids too. You know, when my kids, they are giving birth to kids, when they start eating, I will always make the fishbone soup.
Yeah.
Keep it and then put the macaroni or noodles or rice or cooking congee for them. So healthy.
Yeah. Now, this congee is a really, really important dish. And funnily enough, in Chinese nutrition, when I studied it, when people don't feel very well or someone's elderly or they're convalescing, you give them congee. It's literally like it's juke, isn't it?
Chinese rice. How to write the Chinese rice inside is Chinese. We have one Chinese wording called qi, you know, qi.
Yeah, energy. Yeah.
So qi inside have a rice.
Yes.
So rice is very important from the qi.
Yeah.
So you should have some qi, then you inside can be vroom, 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 have energy.
Yeah. Even ginger, don't, because it nourishes the skin.
Yeah, but don't know if cheapest way is the rice. You should have every morning when you wake up, you take some 2 spoons of rice. It's very healthy.
So is that your breakfast?
Yeah, sometimes. And then sometimes you just make very simple vegetable soup, how to bend. For example, sometimes your house always have some left vegetable, not cooked, some or a little bit onion, little bit pickling, or a little bit you left something. So just cut small, boil 15 minutes, the vitamin still here, and then go to bend. 5 colors.
Yeah.
Just drink. Very good. Simple. No need put any meat. It's very, very healthy.
And that's breakfast. Because that's something else that I learned when I started going to Asia when I was a teenager. I was so lucky to go. And this is one of the big inspirations for what I now do. Is at the time, I found it really strange that breakfast was quite savoury and often similar to what you could eat for lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, like not in sophisticated places where there is a whole breakfast thing, but just your basic common breakfast. Whereas in the UK, it'd be like a bowl of cornflakes.
Not too much cornflakes from the beginning. You know, I believe. And I must say I'm cancer survivor 2 times. So you just healthy is important.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the other thing that I was introduced to by you was I didn't appreciate that the Hong Kong diet is actually kind of renowned for being one of the healthiest across China. So China, perhaps not quite so much now, but traditionally the diet in China is extremely healthy. And the Hong Kong diet is the healthiest of that. And one of the things that the very first served when I came to you was this amazing on the table hot pot. It was the best thing. And I put it all over my social media at the time. And I think I actually crashed my own social media. I put too many stories up. Harriet's killed me. But we still got them. I'll put them up. We'll link to them. But it's a really simple thing. You basically put the dish on the table and you cook at the table. So you have the nourishing broth and then you just have the vegetables and whatever you want to do.
Tofu, meat, whatever you like.
Yeah.
You just put in the hot pot.
Yeah, and you get all of the nutrients. It is the most delicious thing. It took no time whatsoever to prepare because basically you just had to have a few things chopped up.
Yeah.
and a pre-made broth that you'd done anyway that came out the fridge. And then it's on the table sort of simmering away. And then you're talking to your friends and your family whilst you're making the dish. So it's not like I don't want to be sexist, but as the female of the family, it seems to be my responsibility to cook the food. I don't really know why, but hey, I've inherited that fact. So that's what I do. And if we have friends over, you're kind of cooking and then your friends are at the table and you're sort of halfway between the two thinking, oh God, well, I want to sit down with my friends, but I've got to go and make this. Whereas this solves all the problems. It's all on the table and you do it in front of each other. And it is so healthy because you've got the broth and all the nutrients.
Because you can pick what you like. You can pick seafood, you can pick meat, you can pick only vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we had all of it.
Because I'm lazy. I'm lazy to ask people what you like. Yeah, so I just, prepare everything. And then it's simple, keep it.
Yeah.
If cannot, finish it.
Yeah.
No need cook, just put back to the fridge. And then the other day, maybe you pick some for fryer or for noodles. Very simple.
Yeah, and then it's all left over and then it's there ready to go. So I think the key outtake from this is making sure that you're using a very good quality stock, which is easy to make because it's from cheap ingredients. So you can often find that the cheap cuts of fish or meat is the bits that no one else wants. So if you go into Marks and Spencer's, they're selling you the really good bits, all in pre-packaged. But actually, if you go back a step and go to your butchers or go to the fishmongers, they've got the offcuts and you can use them really, really easily. You can even buy them frozen. You can buy sort of fish carcasses and things. It can all be frozen up and you can just cook from scratch that way. Yes. And then you've got the raw ingredients and then you can do it really, really simply.
Yeah. So you can try also, you know, the salmon meat you bought from the supermarket.
Yeah.
Mix some stream meat, just chop, and then you need to pop many times until you feel they sticky.
Okay.
So then you make a ball.
Okay.
Pan fine or like a ball boil. It's very good, yummy. And of course, if you like spring onion, some people don't like, then you can mix with some spring onion.
Okay, so spring onion is another really important ingredient. Now, so I don't know the answer to this, so I'm not feeding this. So as somebody who's learnt Chinese culture and is completely obsessed by it, I appreciate the spring onion is one of those amazing ingredients like ginger that you want to try and include in your diet wherever possible. So I will always have spring onions in my fridge and I'll always add them to my main meal. Do you, or is this just me getting overexcited? Do you use spring onion a lot?
I eat a lot of spring onion.
Right.
And also onion.
Yeah.
We sometimes...
Both colours.
No, onion is very good is if you feel going to have flu, you know.
Flu, yeah.
And then you make the onion soup, just water, whole onion, cut, and then put in a bowl, put some water, cooking like
that.
Yeah.
This is the onion drink, yeah.
Cooking like 1 hour.
Yeah.
So you just eat it. It avoid all the flu.
Yeah. It is brilliant. I taught this recipe when we had the horrendous cold flu season in this country a few months ago. And my friend Roy, he had this cough. He couldn't shake it. So Harriet and I were testing every single cough remedy from China. Well, he liked this. He liked the salty orange, of course he did.
The salty orange. The
salty
best.
Orange. Oh, go on. Yeah, you see, this isn't just me like going on about it. Zai, we have the real deal. Tell me your salty orange because this is I haven't. It's brilliant.
Yeah, the salty orange is, you know, in Chinese New Year, we have a small, is this called?
Kumquat?
Kumquat. Yeah. Small orange.
Yeah.
So after the Chinese New Year, we will cut, but the skill is don't cut close to the skin. You need to leave a little bit the
pith.
The pith, yeah. And then you just wash. And then you dry it, and then under the sun, like few four times. Yeah. No, not chenpi. It's a whole orange.
Right.
And then 3-4 times under the sun, then you put in the big jar.
Yeah.
One salt sugar. Not sugar, sorry. One salt, and then the orange, and then salt, and then orange, and then salt, half bottle.
You showed me this.
Yeah, I showed you this. I gave you some, remember?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Okay, let's just go back over this. So basically, Harriet will put links below, or James, as people will put links to all of this stuff. So I know right now we're broadcasting in the height of summer, but guys, winter is only around the corner.
You can use lemon. If you don't have that small orange, use the lemon.
So let's just recap, because I taught you how to make salt orange, which basically you put salt in the orange and you put in a steamer and damn. But you showed me you had better than that. So basically what we were just saying was you make a jar and you even have some of them like 10 years old.
20.
20, yeah, it's like a vintage cough medicine. And I was round at his
old house. Good. Because, you know, when I'm pregnant, the first baby, I always have flu and coughing, but I can't take Western medicine, no. Right? I just keep drinking. My mom lived 20 years old, this kind of the salty orange, I call. I keep drinking. And then she's just, wow. You finish all my treasure.
Hello. Yeah. So let's just go back over this recipe because you've got this vintage liquor. It's like an elixir.
Keep.
Yes. And you've got year after year. Literally, yeah. This is the most. I couldn't believe it. I practically cried. I've actually forgotten now, but you're reminding me. So you have a jar and you do orange salt water, basically.
The salt must use the raw salt.
Raw salt.
Not the thin one.
No.
Need to use
whole
the
salt.
The original one.
Yeah.
And then when you put one layer, no need to put whole bottle, half okay.
Okay.
And then they will come out from the water. Yeah. You need to check it every day, like within 2 weeks, you check, because they will have some molded. If they have molded, you take out, molded, you keep checking, because they will spit out the mold.
Okay.
Then after you think, oh, not bad, then you just put the transparent one on the top.
Yeah, cling film,
and then close it, and just put, you know, whatever
in the dark.
In the kitchen or in the dark. And just maybe 1 month, you will see the color change.
Right.
Don't drink yet. Wait for 1 year. So now I saw you have the lemon. You can start now, and then put also salt.
Yeah.
Keep one jar. Next year, summer, I come. Fantastic. You put some honey.
Yeah.
Just drink. Fantastic in the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe mix with the soda water or 7-Up.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
No.
But it's delicious.
It's
really good.
That's right. Bad for you. Your grandmother will be turned on.
Grandtime. Sometimes you need to make myself happy. Then you say, wow, so good. Okay. Then you chop the lemon, cut, you know.
All of it, rind and everything.
One piece, you can make one big jar.
Yeah.
And then you can let the people drink from your soda water or lemon with the honey or not much, but no sugar.
Yes.
Just the natural one.
Okay, so this is something that we're going to do. Now, in the meantime, Susanna's always incredibly kind and generous, although in fairness, I'm gifting her all sorts of things as well. But she always gives me amazing things, because whenever I go to the Chinese pharmacy, I'm in total heaven because I know it's all Chinese medicine based and my eyes are on stalks. Of course, unfortunately, I don't speak Chinese well enough to be able to understand what nurse going on. So she very kindly gives me all sorts of gorgeous things. So this is an off-the-shelf Chinese remedy for prevention of cold, correct?
Yeah, I bring every time. Must with my trip, because you know when you go to the different kind of the country, you may not feel well on the water or the food, so better drink, and then you will feel maybe sometimes wow, so painful from your teeth, or sleep no good, or tear will
tickly throat,
dry, or not feel comfortable. Just drink it, very good.
So we'll do a link to this, because you can buy these on Amazon. You can actually buy this. You just need to know what you're doing. And of course, we just look at it.
But you can make it by yourself. You know,
lemon, ginger,
and honey.
It's got some other stuff.
Yeah. This kind of stuff. I don't know the English, but I can find it out for you.
Okay, so Susanna's going to give us some footnotes on this. But in the meantime, we can link to this, because this is one of your absolute go-to remedies that you absolutely swear by. And then when I was with you... This one. Now, what does this one do? This one's also amazing. Again, we'll be linking all of this. We'll do photos and links. Don't worry, okay?
This one also is kind of the... I don't know how to say it. Not dry orange skin, but kind of the...
The peel?
Like a ball, brown color, inside nothing, but very tasteful. So if you have this one, they call Lo Hong Guo, okay? And then Lo Hong Guo. Lo Hong Guo.
Lo Hong Guo.
It's kind of the Chinese stuff.
And then, is it an orange or is it another fruit?
No, not orange. It's other thing. Yeah, other things.
Okay.
Definitely.
So this is different fruit completely. Okay.
So this one, when you have continue coughing, you drink this maybe 3-4 days.
Yeah.
It will be...
You sure it's not loquat? Because there's this brilliant syrup, which I used to buy in China, I still buy it.
You can see.
And it's the loquat.
Keen heat.
Clear heat. Purge
lungs.
Relief cough.
And remove
phlegm. Mm. So this is basically the best cough mixture ever, because one of the issues with Western cough mixture is it tends to suppress. Whereas what this will do is it will support the lungs and give them the moisture that they need so that they can expectorate, release the pathogen that's got stored up there, which is why they're coughing, and give the lungs what they need to restore balance. And that's the difference.
And this Luo Hong Guo, you can buy from the China
markets.
The medicine market.
Yeah.
You show them this, they will give you like a brand. The brand one.
Yeah.
Very crunchy.
Yeah.
But you can't use whole ball in the water because very tasteful. So for me in Hong Kong, I will take like half and then I put the ginger cook together, just drink.
Well, what we'll do
in the summer and every day, anytime.
Well, Harriet and I will add that to our, we were literally, it's so funny, only this morning when I was getting ready, we were discussing autumn content. So we're going to make sure we do that in autumn. But in the meantime,
I value you some.
Well, you very kindly bought me some. But also this is for people that don't want to make it from scratch. They just want it in the cupboard. This is fantastic. And it's always really useful to have these cough remedies because you know you're going to get sick in the wintertime. I mean, people just do. Now, the other thing that we were talking about yesterday was what's in this little bag here. Now, I am obsessed with this because I was onto Chinese foot patches decades ago. But the thing is, and there's loads of them available now, you can get them all on Amazon. But like all things, there's foot patches and foot patches, and they're not all created equal, and some are better than others. So unbeknown to me, Susanna is a bit of a walking encyclopedia of Chinese self-care and home methods. And that's why one of the many reasons I love listening to you, because you know things I don't know. And I'm like, what's that? And of course, a lot of it's in either Japanese or Korean or Chinese, because this is coming, or even Malaysia.
Yeah,
this one's Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
So this is the one that you're recommending.
Yeah.
Now, just to explain, it's quite fragrant. This is not for anybody that wants to keep clean bed sheets. It's quite messy, but it's very amazing. And these are also really good in the summertime because they're very good at clearing what we call as damp.
Water, damp.
Damp.
Yeah.
And toxins.
Toxin.
But kind of damp toxins, because the thing is, the body at the end of the day, I talk about a lot, the 80% of most modern day illnesses have got some kind of compromise in the circulatory system. And then what happens in that compromise is things don't get flushed out of the body properly. Things get stuck. And then things are sort of swilling around. And when you feel sluggish or lethargic or a bit bloated in the summertime, then often what you feel is that your toxins are kind of gathering up. And we often will do detoxification diets, but that's not enough, okay? Diet is only one remedy. So there's other ways to support the body. And using foot patches, good ones, is a really good way. So this one, again, we'll link to it below because you have to get it from Malaysia.
I need to explain a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk.
Because, you know, the body, we call circulation, right? So when you're walking, you're sleeping, you sit down, the circulation, if you don't have good circulation, 100%, all toxin will be go down to your feet. Because they cannot, some people
gather.
Why they walk so painful, or they suddenly feel, seems very heavy.
Yeah.
Of course, the weight, you know, like me too fat, I need to lose my weight. But the reason is because my circulation no good. Because I told you I have 2 times cancer. I have 3 part of the lymph is taken out.
Removed.
So it's moved out. Yeah. So my circulation no good. But you saw I didn't have so much water inside, right?
Yeah.
Because I use it.
Right.
Seems, I think, normal time, 1 or 2, 3 times a week before I sleep.
Right.
So
Do you do it through the night? Or
I do the night time. So I don't mind my bed sheet will be messy.
Nor do I.
Because
nor do I. Don't care.
You know, when you stick it and then I sleep very good. And then suddenly, I mean, the other morning you will feel, wow, all come out from the first time you use.
Yeah.
But if you keep going using like 2 weeks, it will be less and less and less the toxic. So that's why I can walk better.
Yes, you can.
I can feel the other morning is, wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can feel lighter.
And worth getting the bed sheets messy, quite frankly. I put socks on over the top. That minimizes it a little bit. Then I put a towel down at the bottom.
It depends on the condition of the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. But the thing to say is that there's loads and loads of foot patches like this on the market. You can go straight onto Amazon. There'll be foot patches being sold to you. But like all things, it's all about the ingredients. And it's all about knowing which ones to use. And you recommended this one, which I got really excited because I was like, God, this is fantastic. So, but this is a Malaysian company, isn't
Malaysia
it?
Malaysia company. But I send you all the link
and
the description.
Don't worry, we'll put them all in.
And they have some Chinese I need to be translate. Maybe you can. Because, you know, under our feet, they have a lot of different kind of related to your body.
Yeah, reflexology.
Yeah, reflex, yeah. So, for example, in the middle is the stomach.
Yeah.
And then some part is the heart, or some part is about the backbone.
The heart is it's sort of between the big toe and the second toe.
So when when every time when you use, and then you saw which some part is, not much come out, that means healthy.
Yeah.
But if some part is specially very, very, messy.
Yeah.
You need to take care of yourself.
So the easy thing about that is that you only need to go on Google and you can pick up what the reflexology zones are because there's just diagrams everywhere. And you can just do a little bit of self-diagnosis. And again, this is what I'm talking about. You've got to move the circulation, support the body with its purging mechanism. Because as you've just said, which is what I keep saying, is that modern life is really compromising our circulatory systems because we're sedentary. And you would just talk about your grandmother. They walked everywhere.
Oh, they
walked everywhere.
Walk everywhere.
And even your mother, they walked upstairs. And now we've got lifts and now we do get in cars. And when I was with you in Hong Kong, we're straight into the car, driving everywhere. I mean, I've noticed living in London that my walking, which is like for me, it was 10,000 steps a day. It's now I average about 13,000 and I'm really on it. And I'm on it every single day. And it's a bit like your fibre count. If you don't pay attention, it will drop down. If you're just mindful of it, you can keep it up. And I really noticed the difference. So I was in Venice this weekend for a birthday party and it was boiling hot. It was 40 degrees. It was so hot. It was, my friend just couldn't go outside. Yes. She just couldn't cope. I could. I was fine. I had my UV parasol up. I was all right. But she couldn't cope. So we spent a lot of time just sitting in nice cafes and chatting and eating a nice long lunch. But I didn't get the level of exercise. I'd even went to the gym, but I didn't get my walking in. It was just simply too hot. I couldn't do it. And I felt sick. My body felt sort of swampy and toxic. So that's when these things come in. Then there was this other thing I wanted to talk about. So this is a pain patch. Now, again, there's all sorts of pain patches on the market. Often they're using a capsicum.
Yes, well, this one is very special from Japan. You need the
Cayenne pepper.
Doctor.
You need a doctor's
note
for this one.
Yeah.
So we can't talk about this one.
Cannot.
No, they can't talk about it. Sorry, guys, you can't have it. You can talk to a Chinese doctor or a Japanese doctor and they can prescribe it.
Yeah, if they can.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this is very, very good.
Yeah. Okay, so just to say, you can buy pain patches, again, on Amazon using cayenne pepper as the key ingredient because it invigorates circulation. Be careful because some of them are very strong and you can come out in a rash because they're very, very hot and people aren't used to it. This one not. But it's just worth knowing that if you do want to get, there are different ones and they are prescribed and the Chinese doctors do know. So if you do have a Chinese doctor near you, you can go and you can get these things prescribed for your specific condition. But I mean, these are really good ones. And obviously you've had these prescribed. But what is in your bag? Because Susanna always has really interesting things. So she gets the bag out and out it all comes. I love it.
If you guys go Bangkok, buy this one.
Okay. Now,
easier.
So Susanna came to London a while ago and I had stupidly managed to sprain a tendon in my ankle that morning because basically I was so busy admiring my feng shui remedy at the top of my stairs that I tripped over my poor pussycat. She was fine, I hasten to add. I was not because I was so busy trying not to hurt her that I twisted my ankle. And when I saw you, my poor old foot, and you pulled this out of your bag, this is a white spirit, which is, I can't actually read that, called
Shuanbiao. I don't know.
This is a little white spirit that came, it comes from Thailand.
World,
it's amazing. I've managed to buy some on Amazon. I think it came from Thailand. And
I always feel no good.
Amazing.
Also for the mosquito bite, everything. I will use this one. This oil. Yes.
It's absolutely the best. Now, the annoying thing in the UK is that this is as cheap as chips, but it costs about £20 to import it. So mosquitoes, scars, you name it, it's amazing. And it really, really saved my tender. And it really, really has. And the good news is I've managed to use with that. It's been business as usual. I've got it taped up a little bit still at the moment just to kind of make sure it's absolutely perfect.
Keep it.
What else have you got in there?
Oh, no, this is for protection. You know me?
Zana's got
protection is important.
So did you make that? Or buy
it? My friend made it.
She made it for you?
Yeah.
So this, I think, is sandalwood.
Yeah, sandalwood.
And what she mixed it with?
Some kind of the oil, I don't know. But it smells so good. You know, the protection is mean if you go somewhere, you feel uncomfortable or too tired, you just do the good.
It's lovely, honestly. I love it.
You so feel nice. Powerful energy in the room now.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely so, and then also
you can try beef four. One from the feet, 1, 2, 3, 4 to the head. And then from the head, you just feet hand. You can feel it. Try it, James. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then 1. One, two, three, four. Because I can feel everybody here is so tired. We should have this.
So Susanna's a bit of a queen of breathing techniques. She taught me another one. We went to the O2 together when you were last in London. And it's a really simple walking breath technique, which is incredibly good for energizing the body. This is the 1, 2, 3, 4 breath. The walking one is 1, 2, 3.
You hear it should be up more. And then walking, don't talk. And then.
So one breath in, four breaths out. So when you're walking along, guys, try this, okay? So breathe in for one. Okay, so you're going 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's like you're actively purging the breath all the way from the bottom of the belly. So it's a slight different variation to the basic one I teach you. So again, you breathe in for one. When you're walking, it's amazing. So obviously you have some difficulty because it was a massive walk. We had to go all the way around, you poor thing. And literally we couldn't talk because we talk a lot, but we couldn't talk. We just did the breathing together and it helped you walk all the way around. And it really works. And the thing is, when your body's in deep pain, you're going to really notice it. But the trick when you're doing self-care is to prevent it from getting sick in the first place. So using your walking as a healing tool so that when I go for my morning walk in the morning, I'm doing that breath. So I'm walking the dog and admiring nature and breathing in nature, getting the early morning energy. But the breath I do is that one that you taught me. So it's in for one, out for four. But you're literally thinking like a pyramid. So it's like breathe out, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. So you're really purging the lower mechanisms.
So
really imagining the whole body.
When you breathe, you need to be.
Yeah.
Up, 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 more, 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 more. Yes. Then the first one must from here first. You feel? Yeah.
Ooh, it really, really works. So just to wrap up.
Her face getting wet.
I know, getting hot. So now what is the self-care that you teach your children then? So you've inherited from your grandmother and your mother and the things that you do. So what
always
do? Because they are on more
the
than
years. I make, always drink the soup I make, and then that oil always keep one in the pocket. And also brief meditation. Sometimes just don't talk like 5 or 10 minutes. Oh, if you under the sun, so easy. Imagination, good energy in, bad energy out.
And the light really helps that.
So that one, you can try it. You can try it. Come, good energy in, and then the energy out. You can feel something from will come out from your hand. Good energy in, you need to have this mindset. Bad energy out. You can feel the vibration and the energy. The bad one, like that.
And I always talk about this, that like the basic is just kind of breathe in, breathe out, tap the body, move the body. But your mind controls, your mind is your greatest healing tool, okay? And the thing is, the more you use your mind and your imagination, the better it becomes. And I think this is one of the reasons why the more I do that, the more noise sensitive I become, because then I'm very aware of outside the kind of man-made noises, which kind of cut right across that kind of lovely mental image. Because when you start thinking like this and you just imagine this beautiful energy coming into the body and bathing you and saturating the cells, and everything starts to feel really beautiful and suddenly dreamlike. And then suddenly someone gets a leaf blower out and you're like, oh my God, or an airplane goes, oh my God. Or, you know, I don't know, some motorized vehicle comes in and you think, oh, someone clattering around outside. You think, oh my God, can we just stop making everything all the time and just go back to being a little bit quiet sometimes? It would be so helpful if everyone would just stop for an hour and just be quiet, so we could just allow ourselves.
So 10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes would do the trick to allow the nervous system to relax. That's,
it calls self care, self healing. So you just imagination, or maybe you will feel stomach not feel well. Then you say, my stomach good. My stomach good. My stomach good. Everybody, I mean, the message to the body know, the brain know, it will heal.
Yeah. And with that, a very, very basic level is the kind of hear no evil, speak no evil, do so, say no evil, like the three wise monkeys. I mean, it is very, very good advice, because if you're negative and focus on negative things and say negative things, it creates negativity for yourself. So it's really important to always focus on the positive and feel the positive frequency inside the body. So say positive things, think positive things, do positive things, act positive things. And the more positivity you surround yourself with, the more positive the body becomes in itself. And then it's a positive charge, which is what you want, because that's the energy that people always come and say, oh, you've got such nice energy. And you think, well, yeah, I cultivate it. You know, all day long, I'm looking on the bright side and thinking about the goodness in things and not focusing on the negatives.
And sound vibration is good by yourself. You can use whatever you like, the do re mi fa sol la ti do, or om.
Healing sounds. So the om.
Yourself, by yourself, you try it.
Because it clears all
Please
the
energy. Try it.
Okay.
You can feel the vibration from your body. Yeah, we call self-healing. Very good. Beautiful. See?
Just to lubricate the old cords. But the thing about the om, and the reason why it's the easiest one to use, is because it vibrates all the negative energy out of the cells. It's super, super, super simple. So humming to yourself is just a really simple way of creating the om.
Because some people cannot sleep well or not easy to sleep. If like this, you just do this sound vibration before you sleep.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you will, boom, sleep.
Now, Susanna doesn't know, because I haven't told her this, that one of the things that I talk about all the time is doing the healing sounds with a foot bath before bed. So she doesn't know this, because we've not discussed that yet. That's God's honest truth. And yet, on the previous episode, that is precisely what I was talking about. That one of my non-negotiable things that I now know as a 53-year-old, I wish I'd known at 43, is that foot bathing before you go to sleep at night is one of the best ways to prepare the body for sleep. And if you add singing at the same time, it amplifies it even more, because it heals the body and it prepares you for sleep. It's the easiest way to improve sleep. If anyone's suffering from sleep issues, that is one of my ultimate go-to remedies. You need to make sure that the water goes right up to midway through up through the calf, okay? Not just over the actual feet. You want at least get it over the ankles, minimum, preferably midway through the calf, because there's a couple of points, one of them being spleen 6, which is just sort of low down here, which is one of the really important points for sleep. So getting the water and the warmth and the salt, and then the vibration as you hum or om or do the healing sounds, gets the energy out of the active yang action, which is up here, which is what we're doing right now, down into the lower body, which is where the body sends the energy for the sleep process.
Yeah. Many people, you know, have some suffer time not happy time, one thing you can do is every morning when you go to the toilet, face to the mirror, say, I'm good, I'm happy, I'm beautiful, I'm handsome. And then one more, very important.
That's what I say to the dog.
Oh, you're gorgeous. Money come to me today.
Oh, is that?
Yes, yeah.
Actually,
yeah. You are rich, something like that. You know, talk to your friends. Oh, you are happy. You know, when you send out the those vibration, it will come out true.
Yeah.
I mean, so every morning when you wake up, go to the toilet.
Actually, that, yeah. Let me just end on this because obviously a healthy home is a happy body needs a healthy home. And another thing that I learned a lot about when I was in China was the amount of kind of good luck imagery that goes all over the place. Yeah, lucky cats and lucky knots and lucky all sorts of things and good fortune feng shui and good fortune attracting and coins weaved in. Yeah. So what is the one non-negotiable thing that you would have in your house to bring good luck, good fortune, good wealth, all three?
All of them.
All of them. We take that, me neither. I've got all of them. All of them. No chances unturned. The minute there's a feng shui to bring wealth into the house, all over it.
Fee sculpture, we call it Fok Lok Sau. You know, Fok Lok Sau is lucky. Lok is money. Sau is healthy.
Yeah.
Long life. So the fee sculpture. So you put the fee sculpture and then you have everything.
And yes, so we have fish everywhere. And then also frogs.
Yeah, frogs, yes.
Frogs is another one.
Frogs with the coin and something like that. But
and then the cats.
Maybe people they don't like, but the Fok Lok Sau sculpture is so fun. I mean, very cute.
Yeah.
It's a old man with some Chinese clove.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere. And I mean, obviously, when you start to get into the feng shui, you need to put it in specific places of the house, which I obviously do. I mean,
you didn't put your Fok.
I tell you why. Because I think it's upside down and I can't work out how to put it on the chain. So it's upstairs to show you. So we'll come back to that. That's not for everyone else. So I bought this lucky charm when I was with Susanna in Hong Kong and I had it on upside down. But the reason is because then I tried to put it onto the chain the other way around. It doesn't work. Okay, so I was going to show you, which I'll do in a minute. Anyway, so thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It was such...
I'm so happy.
Honestly, we were so lucky that you were in England this week because our eldest children went to the same school and then our younger children go to the same school, which is a different school, which is the odds of that, given that you live in Hong Kong, is really quite weird. And yet there they are.
This is the third time I met Katie. She is fantastic.
Aww. Likewise. Honestly, thank you so much. I feel like I've met my sister from my favourite country in the entire universe. Anyway, thank you so much for joining. And guys, if you've got any questions about any of these amazing remedies or you want to follow Susanna to get more information, because
follow Katie.
Follow. That she is the font of knowledge and she knows things that I don't know, which is what I absolutely love, because there's so much stuff when I go to China and I'm looking at it going, oh, talk about lost in translation because I don't understand what they're saying to me. And yet I know it's fantastic.
One more before everyone. If you feel tired or suddenly can't be good, please pop here.
Yeah.
A much. Every day. And the finger. Not hand. Finger.
Finger to hand.
You will feel painful. When you feel painful, that means fixing you something.
And that is because every one of the five key organs has a relationship to one of the fingers.
You
so
feel painful, strengthening, they're fixing you.
Yeah, strengthen the five.
Very painful, that means you need to fix a lot.
And I honestly didn't pay Susanna to just add that at the end because I have been talking nonstop about tapping the creases of the body because they relate to the organs. So we talked earlier about this one, the groin, and behind the back of the knees. So you see, it's not just me sitting here making it up. So Susanna, thank you.
Do every day.
Yeah,
long health. Good health, everyone.
Great. Thank you, guys. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Susanna.